Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Women Versus.
Today we're joined by two very special guests, International Affairs and JT. And today's episode is called Women Versus Halloween and Relationships Part 2.
Okay, so let's get into it. First, it's obviously Halloween weekend. What was everyone's costumes this week?
I was a Playboy Bunny.
Okay. And I was a Playboy Bunny with you.
What about your second costume?
For my second costume, I was a firefighter.
I was a baseball player, and then
cop.
You're
a cop. And then what was I? I was a pirate, and tomorrow I'm gonna be a prisoner. So basically, we're gonna talk about like how there's like a sexualization kind of culture with Halloween costumes. Do you guys agree?
Oh
yeah.
What do we think?
I fully agree. I feel like Mean Girls really puts it into perspective just how bad it... Oh, by the way, my voice is gone. That's its own issue, but I feel like Mean Girls really puts it into perspective that you have to look and act a certain way for Halloween or it's not cool or it's not, like, niche or whatever.
Yeah, or you're not appealing as a woman, I think. Because especially, like, in the Mean Girls movie, right, and scene, like, when Lindsay Lohan, I forget her name in the movie.
Katie?
Like, she went as, like, you know, like, a gruesome whatever monster, and she was, like, fully, like, overlooked. Everyone else, like, Regina George, fully, like, Playboy Bunny, wearing, like, you know, like, skimpy clothing. And I feel like now it's, like, a notion. Halloween, girls have to dress that way.
Yeah. And I think if you don't, it's almost childish. Like, because Halloween is, like, a childish holiday. So in order for us to make it something that we can do as, like, 21, 22-year-olds, you have to dress in a certain way.
I feel like it's also been so deeply internalized within ourselves too, because I, like, of course I support all, like, I would want anyone to feel comfortable in what they're wearing, but then to myself, I'm like, I need my costume to be hot, yeah, or else I'm not gonna look good, or then I'm not gonna get, you know, I'm not gonna have as much fun if I don't dress as skimpy.
No, I fully agree, especially what you said about a child. Like, I feel like if you don't look, like, skimpy, you're just like, oh, like, what's the point of me going out? Like, yeah. I don't look good, like, that's the only way to look good on Halloween,
yeah,
is to wear, like, revealing clothing.
Yeah, because I wanted to be berries and cream, but then I was like, if I become berries and cream, no one's going to take me seriously.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, though. Like, okay, I've seen so many. I've seen so many, like, Pitbull costumes. Like, girls dressing up as Pitbull, right?
I think that's so funny.
But I feel like, to a certain point, like, I don't know, people we know wouldn't do that.
I think you would do that. When I saw the Pitbull stuff, that was on a day that wasn't, like, a main Halloween day. Like, yeah. It was just, like, people were going out to events that weren't, like, just, like, the main event.
Or, like, maybe, the, like, just, week or just weekend. With your friends. Like, yeah. You know, like, an intimate gathering where it's, like, oh, like, you know, people do more, like, what's the word? Like, group costumes. Like, I've seen a lot of the Scooby-Doo costumes. Yeah. And all of them. And obviously, they're more, like, tame when you think about it. Like, full clothing items and stuff. I feel like everything I've seen, the people have been doing that right now. Like, two people. They were just, like at their house. Like, they weren't going out to an event or anything. Yeah. So, I was like, I feel like they're doing that on purpose. Because, like, oh, like, it's a nice costume. But, like, only for us to see.
Exactly.
Kind of thing.
Sorry, what were you going to say?
Something? I was going to say, it's, like, purposely humorous. Like, it's known that you're trying to be funny. Again, because, like, no one's going to take it seriously. So, you know you're being funny, and you know you're not trying to get anyone's attention.
Yeah.
Like, anyone's attention in that certain way. So.
I mean, when you go to Party City, like, you go in, and their target is, like, sexy cop costume, sexy nurse costume, or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Has to be revealing, has to be skimpy, and it's always catered towards women, mostly, because men can get away with, like, the funny, like, you know, those, like, the costumes they pull on, there'll be a hot dog, or, like, whatever. But, like, women don't really get that option as much.
And
it's even
like
advertised for.
Women don't want to dress up more than guys. Like, I feel like guys are so easy. Like, whatever. Like, I just got to put, like, ears on, a jersey on.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Or, like, even if they care about costume, what are they going to do? Like, overalls or something. Like, they don't really care. I think girls put so much pressure on themselves for a costume. Mm. Like,
think
myself included.
Think about all of us. How we're, like, running around looking for costumes.
Especially at, like, bringing up Party City. Every single outfit, it's, like, also overpriced too, whereas like it's like skimpy lingerie, it's two pieces of fabric, but it's gonna go ahead and cost you $60.
Yeah.
And then so we're at that point where it's just like, why not just buy lingerie and it's like something that you can keep reusing.
That's true. I did some extreme couponing for my costume.
I do too.
But it's true, because, and the thing is, I feel like La Senza actually has a section, like, when Halloween comes out, like, they cater towards that, knowing people are buying their products for Halloween. And I remember they actually do that for Valentine's, people buy it for, like, the devil stuff. Like, because it's red. Yeah. So I remember they said that, like, there was, like, a poster, and I was like, oh, like, there you go. People already know.
Or, like, that's planning. Good marketing. You know, they know what they're doing.
And, you know, like, in Mean Girls, like, her whole speech, it's, like, the one day of the year where, like, girls can wear lingerie and no other girl can say anything.
Think about it. I mean, it's true. I feel like no questions asked. Like, if you see someone wearing something, you'd be like, yeah, okay, it's Halloween. But literally, that's cool. If they go out 2 days later, you'd be like, why are you wearing that?
Yeah.
Literally, why are you wearing that?
It's so weird to think about it, because at one point we're like, yeah, like, why aren't you wearing it? Why aren't you wearing something skimpy? And then 2 days later, it's like, why is she out in a bra? It's like this, like, it creates a girl attack girl culture, too, if you think about it.
I didn't even think of that. It does. Because, like, okay, 2 years ago, Halloween was on a Thursday. So I feel like people who went out on the Saturday, wherever you went, like, if you weren't wearing, I mean, if you were wearing, like, a costume, people would look at you funny because everyone would just be wearing normal dresses and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, because remember, like, 2 years ago when we did something on a Saturday, it was our friend's birthday, so we did something for her.
Yeah.
And, there were, like, two girls wearing a costume out of everybody there. And I remember everyone just like, wait, why are they wearing costumes?
Oh, yeah, everyone was staring at them because it was the day after Halloween or 2 days after. But since it was, like, you know,
it was November 1st.
Yeah, but since it was near the end of the week, everyone already, like, you know, went out. It's not like this year, you know, how, like, Halloween's on Sunday. So, like, I don't know, whatever. Sunday,
it's a weekend
people,
event.
Yeah, so people, like, after were like, no, like, we're wearing regular clothes. So those two girls literally were like, I feel like they felt so awkward. They were like, uncomfortable. Oh my God, we're uncomfortable. Everyone's like looking at us where it's like, what, yesterday? No,
do you happen to remember what they were wearing costume-wise?
I do.
Oh.
It was very, like, extravagant. It was like, one of them was just wearing, like, a bra with, like, it was super bejeweled, and she had, like, a headpiece.
Oh.
Ooh.
And, like, outfits that are similar to the ones at Caravana, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And you know what? That's, like, totally fine, too.
Yeah, it is.
But you're right. It was just, like, suddenly they stand out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
Where do you guys think, like, the pressure comes from to, like, dress in a certain way? Because I feel like any other year, if clothing brands or, like, men expect us to dress a certain way, like, everyone will, like, be so upset and, like, why do you want that from us, or, like, blah, blah, blah. But, like, Halloween, we're also submissive to it. Like, where do you think that pressure comes from?
You know what? Honestly, like, I feel like in some senses, like, personally speaking, I've always been, like, adamant on, like, the male gaze and how I dress. And it's, like, it's not that great, honestly. But at the end of the day, I've noticed that, like, when I have internalized that I might be dressing for men, even if I'm, like,
you want to get scooped up and, like, be treated nice. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
So, and I feel like that pressure, like, especially, like, the Halloween stuff, it comes from, like, movies and shows. And I've been watching it, like, watching this type of, like, stuff since I was, like, a kid, you know, like, the girl in the glasses. She doesn't have glasses and suddenly she's hot and people want her. So from there, I feel like we create this, like, ideal of, like, this is what I need to be wanted. This is, like, how I need to, like, appear in order to, like, get love.
Yeah, just talking about, like, Mean Girls, like, Katie was dressed like, you know, whatever she was dressed as.
A monster. Literal monster.
And then everyone else, like, the other, like, three plastic girls, they were, like, all, like, dressed, like, super skimpy, and they were the ones getting all the attention. So it's, like,
exactly.
We've just been shown, like, this, like, narrative since we were kids.
You know what? You're right, because, like, although it was circumstantial, Regina still got him at that party.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though she did, like, there was, like, a whole subplot to it, but, like,
gaslit,
like,
him.
She was, like, apparently she was queen bee, she was a bunny, she was wearing something skimpy, that's who we want to be.
And she made it seem like, why is Katie wearing that? Like, you want someone who's wearing that at the party, not, like, what
even
I'm
Janice
wearing.
Knew not to wear that.
I forget, why didn't Janice warn Katie? Were they not?
Oh, they didn't go. They didn't. No, they didn't go.
They
she
just
went alone.
Didn't go to that party. She got invited by the
plastics. I remember. Okay, I was like, shouldn't she have, like, known by Janice? Like, not wear that.
Okay,
so I guess it's, like, engrossed in our minds, like, from a young age about, like, male validation, because technically is. That is what it is. Like, I'm not dressing for any other girl to look at me and be like, oh, like, I like her outfit. Or, like, any someone would just be, like, I like your outfit. Like, I feel like when you get that, like, look or, you know, like...
Kind of, like, the attention. The attention. Like, it's not like, even okay, in a bad way, but it's... Right, yeah. Exactly. Because, like, my costume, like, obviously I want it to look good, but I'm, like, it has to look good in a certain way. Yeah. That's appealing, obviously.
You know, I do want to say I dress for myself, but, like, I've noticed that my pics and the way I want to look align with the male gaze. Yeah. And I wonder if that, like, growing up that I've taken...
I think it's, like, a subconscious influence that we had.
I don't look good unless, you know, like, my hair looks like this or, like, I'm wearing this. But that's also exactly how the male gaze, like, connects to it.
Yeah.
If we want to get, like, super, like, political and technical about it, I think it comes from the fact that, like, up until now, like, movie shows, they weren't always directed or made by women or produced by women. Oh, yeah, they were made and produced by cis white men who made girls look a certain way. Like, if you wear glasses and, like, whatever, you're, like, ugly. But you're, if you look like this...
nerd girl.
Yeah, right?
And then as soon as you take those glasses off, like you said, like, you're suddenly
a beautiful, like, person. I mean, the male gaze is everywhere. It's in advertising. It's in, like, movies and shows and even music videos. So, like, we can't escape it. And we can't escape it, so, like, we basically just submitted to it.
And I feel like we've also just kind of sometimes, like, unless we talk about it, like, now, like, you overlook it. Like, you don't realize you're doing it. Yeah. Like, when we pick our costumes, we're like, obviously that's, but we don't think, we're like, oh, we're doing it because, we, you know, we don't want to be those people looked at, like, why are you wearing, like, covered up clothing, basically. You're like, no, I want to be attractive.
Yeah, the reason, like, I didn't become berries and cream.
Yeah.
The one thing holding you back. The male gaze.
No, but it's, you're absolutely right. And, like, once again, we end up in
speaking of this, has anyone been on that side of TikTok? The, I stopped dressing for the male gaze and started dressing for myself.
Yeah.
And it's, like, they were wearing clothes that were fashionable before. And they're still wearing clothes that are fashionable now. So it's like, when did you stop dressing for the male gaze? You just follow trends. And, like, people are now calling them all out.
I haven't seen that.
Okay, we're going to take a pause for research. We're back after the research.
And you know what? That trend really does remind me of the movie Not Another Teen Movie. It makes fun of all of these, like,
like movies, all those, like, early 2000s movies, because it's like, it was about he's all that
and she's all that.
She's all that. Yeah. Sorry, she's all that. That one with Reese Witherspoon and the other girl. The twisted one, the messed up one.
We're not gonna think of it in the moment.
You know where they're brother and sister?
I know what you're talking about.
Cruel Intentions.
Cruel Intentions. And it makes fun of just, like, those, like, oh, 10 Things I Hate About You, like, all those movies.
Yeah, and the reason it reminds me of that is, like, you know what? We can just, like, highlight She's the Man, because that's what it is. She went from dressing the way she wanted, being, you know, I thought she looked cute, honestly. I'm trying to look like that. She had her little overall. She was, like, an artist. Then she had glasses. She was, like, really intelligent. But her intelligence...
She's all that or she's the man?
Yeah, because I was saying she's the man.
No, she's all that. I might have said that. But she like, went from dressing the way she wanted, not caring. But then she started talking to the popular boy and got a makeover, and that was fully for the male gaze. Because after that, everyone was lusting after her.
Yeah.
And, you know, watching that so young, it came out when we were so young.
Dude, I thought she looked worse than she did before.
Yeah. It was the hair.
They, like, cut her hair off, and I was like, wow, okay. You took off her glasses and you cut her hair, like, whoa.
She didn't look, like, that different, I think, like, her face.
Changed a lot in the movie, and so then watching that, like, the little differences in the way I dress, I feel like it changes everything in the way I'm seen and perceived. Yeah.
I feel like it definitely, all these movies and stuff, kind of staying away from the Halloween topic, but, like, the male gaze, I feel like growing up in all shows and movies, glasses have been seen, made to be a thing that's, like, you know, like, you are unattractive if you have glasses. Mm-hmm. I feel like definitely, like, I had glasses literally in grade 5.
Yeah.
We're sitting in a circle
with four people wearing glasses.
But I feel like it was one of those things I was always conscious of. Mm-hmm. Like, anytime I had to, like, if I go out, I'm like, I can't wear my glasses.
You would not catch me at an event. You would not catch me at an event with glasses on.
I say to myself, it's because of, like, I don't want to, but I'm like, is that low? Like, is it subconsciously something else? It's because I think I don't think it looks good. Exactly. I'm like, I don't think it looks good. I'm like, it ruins my outfit.
But I've seen people wear glasses and look great. Like, I tell myself it's because my makeup won't look as good. My lashes won't fit. But then I see, like, I've seen people wear glasses and I'm just like, oh, they look good. Exactly. I just can't do it myself. I can't do it. Same reason. Because we've probably been brought up thinking that glasses equate you ugly, to, like, nerdy. No one wants an intelligent woman. They want a submissive woman.
Yeah,
so then,
here we are. All right, so I feel like we've exhausted the Halloween topic. Let's move on to what we're really here for. Okay, we're going to talk about relationships, and specifically we're going to talk about why we all crave toxicity. Boom, go off, guys.
Why do we crave toxicity in boys? Because I think it's...
it's women versus... I say it every episode, I'll say it again. we're going to be looking at it from, like, the woman's perspective in terms of, like, going for men. So, sorry, guys. We're probably not going to get to your opinion or your point of view for this.
Yeah. Okay. Well, why are queer toxic boys? I feel like one thing I've noticed and feel is definitely pop culture influences you and the archetype of bad boy turned good.
Not specifically you. Want the guy, like, the whole thing is that you're attracted to his bad boy, like, you know, right, not now? Giving a... like, not caring about anything, but, like, you want him to still be that, but then have that soft spot for you.
Oh, my God, he's mean to everyone but you.
Exactly. That's exactly, like, literally, Once Your Hill is my favorite show, Nathan Scott.
Chuck Bass.
Chuck Bass, only for her. He'll do anything for her. He's in love with her, but it's fine.
So. Honestly, expose myself a little bit here. I grew up reading a lot of Wattpad, so
same.
And almost all of the titles of books, at least that I read, would be Good Girl, Bad Boy.
The Tomboy and the Bad Boy.
Yeah. Like, just, like, all these build-ups, and I would get so hyped and overwhelmed with happiness for the main girl, thinking that YN is having the best time of her life, being like this, like, once again, this subtly unattractive.
She's not unattractive at all. She was Selena Gomez, she was always Selena Gomez.
She only ever needed mascara, and she was out the door. She was never like the other girls.
That's it. I'm narrating one. Okay. I woke up and tossed my long blonde hair into a messy bun. I looked into the mirror and my blue orbs were looking back at me. I'm so ugly.
Oh my god.
And then, like, Justin Bieber would be downstairs doing it.
And he was a bad boy.
Oh my god.
And,
you know, the bad boy next door, he'd, like, look at her from the window and, like, flip her off or something.
He would defend her, but, you know,
that gave me butterflies.
He would flip her off. I was like, oh my god.
Not
to flip her off.
No,
oh my god. But my god, and there was always, like, the mean girl. She, like, she would be, like, the other blonde, also pretty. And she, like, her main mission would be to ruin Wyan's life.
You know what this reminds me of? You know the music video for the Taylor Swift song, You
Belong
to Me?
Oh my god.
That's literally
But the difference is,
that guy was nice. This, like, our person has to be toxic.
But to continue that, the bad boy would always have these, like, red flags that we chose to ignore. Red flags. He would be fighting people. And that's fine because he was defending her. And he would be picking fights. You know, he would be doing drugs, but that all made
Okay, I don't know what you were reading. It was never that deep.
Okay,
they would go to a party. She would get a little too, like, woozy, and then he would, like, take her home.
Oh, yeah. Harden Scott.
Okay, well, I don't like Harden. He's, like, a different breed of toxic altogether.
Okay, no, but in the movie, think about it. That's exactly.
He's desirable.
He's desirable. He changed. He's just for her, but he's, like, really messed up. Like, he's really. Yeah. He is, like, kind of, like, really bad in the sense he has a lot of issues and stuff. And I'm like, but look, he's perfect.
Has anyone read the After books?
I've read the books.
No. They had a chokehold on me in high school.
I will never read that book. I don't think I will ever want to read that book.
Guys, no, he was, like, actually messed up in the book. It was worse.
Wait, I haven't seen the last movie, so no spoilers, please.
All right, let's
not. No, but I think it's the thing. It's like, yeah, he's messed up and all that, but, like, and he keeps it sheltered, and, like, you know he does, but, like, who's the person he talks to? Like, her. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's it's that, oh my god, I just feel like it's when it's when someone says that they have, like, they'll only do something for you, or like that exclusivity, and when you don't get it in the relationship, like, it's not like an exclusive relationship, it's like this toxic thing, and then you have that like little like ounce of exclusivity, it gives you that hope, and then you get like attached to that person,
because then you're like, oh, if you're only doing it to me, like, we're on the way for a relationship or something, or like, it's just me, so obviously, like, I'm gonna feel the same way, we have an attachment.
Yeah,
and I think we love this, like, enemies to lovers thing, like, at least I do. That is literally my favorite trope.
Yes.
Like, when they hate each other, and then, like, all of a sudden, it's, like,
these, it's like, out of moments. Need and love, yeah.
You know what I just saw on TikTok? Someone was, like, the way my situationship, the highs and lows it gives me, created a serotonin.
Oh, yeah. Dopamine effect.
Because it's, like, literally, you have so many highs, so many lows, that's, like, you actually became addicted to it, and that's why you're
waiting to see what you would get today.
And I think that's why, because think about it. I kind of think these the toxic boys. I think the toxic boys occur more in situationships, because the people we're talking about, like Nathan Scott, Chuck Bass, when they change, they're in the relationship.
Yeah.
So I think in a situationship creates the dopamine effect.
Yeah,
or withdrawals.
It's like a drug, and I saw something else. It was like a tweet. It was like, I don't think they do it like intentionally, but like, you know, when you have like the on and offs of talking, and then like you guys don't talk for 2 weeks, they'll hit you up on like the third week, because it actually scientifically, like, you will go into withdrawal in your third week. And so, like, once you get past that week, like, you're kind of, like, more stable. So, they'll hit you up, like, right then. And then you go back into, like, the...
This puts so many things in perspective.
Yeah, you're back to, like, being addicted.
They're on, like, a cycle. I know that. And
we always... Yeah, we always say that. We're, like, why do they come back? And why do we get addicted again? It's because it's, like, it's literally, like, our drug.
Are they addicted back? Or is it just, like, they're addicted back?
Oh, no. Me? Oh, no.
I think...
They want me to.
See, stop. This is the train of thought that gets us nowhere.
I think, but it's a drug for both, right? Like,
it has to be.
Because the intentions could be different, but it's still, like, we do it for, I guess, love and, like, affection, but they could be doing it for, like, attention and, like, ego. But, like, they're still choosing you. Yeah, it's still a drug.
We need to get a player on this. We need to get someone like this on this.
We need the male perspective.
We need a male perspective.
A male take.
Oh, my God. International affairs.
International affairs.
Just messaged.
He can hear her. What's happening? He can sense
it. It's like, can we talk about that?
He's toxic. Because we had an event yesterday. And the goal of my thing was not to reach out to him, because I feel like I run back every time that he comes back, which is not good. Don't do that, girls. But yesterday he called me, okay? And on the FaceTime... He's trying to convince me that I had called him and he was calling me.
Oh my god, he was like, that's like...
No, but this so guy, toxic. He always,
I was like, dude, you called me. Don't
but he also guy. Never, like, called you back or be like, oh, like, you just call me. Or like, or no, he'll call and hang up. He'll literally call and hang up. And I'm like, okay, either have the guts and call, or don't call at all. Like, why?
Yeah. No,
It's like they teach this. It's like they teach this at a, like, unknown school somewhere.
I think
somewhere.
They do. I'm sorry. Like, the way that a lot of the actions align when you talk to all girls who go through the same thing, it's scary.
It's similar, this
like,
experience.
All their movements are the same. And it's like, how? There's a rule book. There's a guide book.
The rake book. Like from like Bridgerton and stuff, like the rape club or whatever, they go there to talk about it. What girls did we mess up this week?
Do you think if we actually told guys, and I know guys hate emotional stuff and like us telling their feelings, but do you think if we actually like spoke to them about like how
they
it
know.
Hurts us? Like
no, they know.
They know they don't care.
Do you think they would feel bad? Like, I don't even care if they would change their actions. Like, I know they won't. But like, imagine like telling your situationship or whatever, like, you're actually like hurting my mental health. Like, my ups and downs are like very much crazy because of you. Do you think they'd be like, okay, I'm so sorry for my actions. I understand.
Like, you're crazy. Like, you're psycho.
Either that or it might be turned on you in the sense that, okay, you're only saying this to emotionally manipulate
me
or to pin me down.
But I do
something.
Think it depends on, like, it's fully depending on the person.
Yeah.
Because, for example, I have a friend I used to work with, and he's the type that's very, like, no, like, I know what I'm doing and I don't care. So he's like more that mindset that you guys are describing. Mm-hmm. I really think not all guys are that. Some guys, there might be a guy like he could be toxic in his ways, but he might also be like, wait, if something's like, he might be like, oh, okay, like I'm gonna cut it off because I didn't realize it's like that. Because he's like, I know I'm being toxic, I want to continue being toxic, but like they also don't want baggage. You know what I mean? So he's like, that to me is baggage. I want to make sure you know your place, that we're not anything more. Like, I don't think all guys are going to be like, oh, I don't care. I think some guys would be like, I care.
Like, playing devil's advocate. Yeah. I think to a certain extent, if we're getting influenced by pop culture so deeply, they must be as well.
Yeah.
That's true.
And so if they see that the, you know, I hate this, but you know how the good guy never wins.
Yeah.
So that's taking that into perspective, they start.
Oh my God. Okay. My brother is entering that toxic like age. He's 16 now. He's in high school. And he was telling me, like, he was just like talking to his friends and I overheard him and I asked him about it. I was like, oh, why do you guys like suddenly hate your friend? He's like, oh, he's such a simp. Like, he like always like going around like they're like,
whoa. Simp stuff is so. It's okay.
What's wrong?
To be
I
a
love
simp.
Simping.
Like, I don't understand where that negative like connotation came from. How just showing your affection is a bad thing.
Because
like,
apparently, like
for
guys, at least for their situation, he was like, because we know that like a simp is only doing it to get a girl, and not in a good way. Like. One after the other. Mm. They're using like this good guy narrative and it's a game.
Okay. I have a question. I don't know if this is gonna steer away from the topic, but I was talking to a couple of friends and we were saying how before, like in all these movies, it was like when these people got together, it was established, like everyone knew, the audience knew that they were getting into a relationship, like a girlfriend, boyfriend. There's no, like when we were growing up, our TV shows didn't have these like sneaky links and situationships.
Yes.
But now, like all, like if you watch any new shows like Gossip Girl, all this stuff, you never hear that relationship like aspect of it or like a girlfriend, boyfriend. It's always like, oh yeah, like a living relationship,
together,
a situation,
they just end up
stuff like that.
Together,
but even like the celebrities we look at, like Kourtney Kardashian, like she just got engaged, but most of her life was a live-in relationship. Kylie Jenner,
Gigi Hadid and Zayn,
Gigi Hadid,
right now.
Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott, like they just have kids together. It's just a live-in relationship. Do you guys think the concept of relationships, and even with like now having so many options, like it's before you could just meet a girl and like having to meet another girl is a whole other mission. So it was like, but now there's so many options with these apps. Do you think like the concept of relationships are gonna die, like a boyfriend, girlfriend?
I think guys, because of social media and all this stuff too, they're scared of stability. They don't want stability anymore, like to the extreme of labels.
Yeah.
If you, the word label, I think would make
the
a guy run.
The sentence,
run.
What are we, is like, they'll go running for the hills.
Yeah. It's like they want, the thing is, I feel like there's variations of the toxic boy. There's some that are like, we want one girl, but like we're not gonna commit to that. But then there's some who, like, you know, talk to multiple people. I think end of the day, like, definitely.
Because I feel like this generation is so used to the situationship and the sneaky links. I'm scared that, like, in 10, 20 years, like, there's not going to be a thing, like, of marriage. Like, no one's going to get married anymore. It's just going to be like, oh, yeah, you know, like, we're together. We have kids together. Okay, whatever. Which is fine. But I'm, like, worried that from this generation onward, there won't be a concept of, like, actually having that intimacy of a relationship because of how many options we have.
I personally feel like, okay, there's like good and bad to it, because now there's like so many more options, because like, you know, everyone has their own opinions and a lot of people prefer different things, and it's like nice to be able to be open about that and be like, maybe I just don't ever see myself getting married, or I want someone to get married to. It just does make it way harder to find someone that's looking for the exact same thing. A lot more people, and like, you know, it adds pressure, because let's say you do find someone you really do like and you want to get into a relationship, but you know that they don't, so you just go along with it because you really like them, and one way or another someone's not gonna get like a positive,
like,
out of it.
In terms of like a toxic guy, if you don't want to get married, why are you dragging along a girl
exactly.
who does? Like, why are you like messing her mental health? Because, like, I don't think people realize how much a relationship affects your mental health.
Oh, so much.
Or even, like, a situationship. There is so much anxiety and so much pressure from, like, you know, why is he doing this to me now? Like, why is he talking to this person? Am I not good enough? Like, what? Like, why am I not enough?
It's
right?
That, what am I not good enough? No, I know. And it adds, like, your mental health goes, it's, like, so bad. Like, I remember, like, not even, it's not even to remember, it's happened so recently. Like, where I'll text you and be like, dude, I had a nightmare that he was with another girl, or, like, I had this, I had that, and, like, I literally wake up with, like, I, like, it. Yeah, and I, like, have, like, because I, like, I, when I get nervous, like, I touch my neck, I'll wake up with scratches on my neck, because, like, my dreams are literally, like, oh, he's out with another girl, or he's, like, why am I not enough, like, why doesn't he want to date me, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's, like, and I think even with, like, the dating app, it's, like, because there's so many options, it's like, yeah, you could like someone and be like, okay, he's my number one, but how do you know you're not his number three or number four? Because he's also talking, you've swiped right on so many guys, right?
Yeah,
like we have two, they have two. Like, it's like, okay, how do you know that your number one option is I'm their number one option too? How do you know he's not talking to like six other girls and you're just number five or number like six?
Yeah, so it's just like, even number.
That, it's like, and then also like the what are we? It's like, why would a guy in this generation want to commit to one girl when he can easily have six and those six be okay with it? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Or being can hide it. Yeah. I think a big thing is there's no more communication, and it's established on both ends. I think girls are scared to do the communication because they're like, we might scare him away. He's not going to give us an answer. Like, you know how you said, like, if they want different things, the girl's like, you know what? I'm just going to stay in the situationship, relationship, whatever. I'm
maybe
not gonna
eventually
communicate.
He'll change. Something
will happen. But I think the lack of communication is a key issue because no one wants to do it. The guy, like, some guys don't want to communicate if they have a roster or something. Mm-hmm. They're not going to say they're seeing other people.
It's just one other person. Exactly. And if they have an issue with it, okay, you can drop them. You can find another one.
Yeah. And as a girl, like, I know me, I'm frightened to ever communicate. Like, I would never be like, oh my God, thank you. Or like anything. Like, I'd be like, no, I have to just keep going on with the games, play the games and not like
hope
say
that it works out.
Also, I feel like we play the games so we don't lose out. Because I think the reason why we don't say I like you is because deep down we know if we say I like you, he's gonna leave.
Exactly. Or like, watch me say it and then it's like, well, I don't.
Yeah, so it's like,
I don't know why I'm like,
you
whoa.
Almost feed into like carrying it on. Like, you know how you said you were like, oh, like, why do they lead us on? Why do we let them lead us on?
We do.
We want to.
There's also
one
thing of fear though.
Yeah.
Because think about it. Okay, fear. Every time we've attempted to.
Okay.
We have a fear of. I don't even know how to say this properly. Okay. I collected my thoughts. Basically, when we know the person in this situation, the guy is bad, you're like, you know what? I want to end it. Whether it's a streak, texting, blocking, all that. The fear of doing it, because you're like, I want to do it. Like, in this moment, I want to do it. You're just like, wait, are they never going to come back?
Yeah.
Am I never going to talk to someone again? Yeah. Am I never going to be able to talk to him again? And it's like, it's so bad because you won't communicate it. You're in a bad place yourself. You're like, well, I'm not getting messages. I'm not getting texts. Yeah. We're not even talking. I'm not even able to communicate the fact that I feel this way.
Yeah.
But then you don't want to go through the whole thing of being like, I don't want to block you because what? Like, I don't know. It's like, why can't I do it?
What if it's better, though? What if it's better?
It is! And the thing is, we're not JT, I know! I know! I know it is, and I can't!
I get it, though, because, like, there's, like, this, like, this moment you had, this small glimmer of hope that things, it's gonna change. Maybe
yeah,
he'll figure it out.
It's never gonna change. And the thing is, the worst part is,
it
would have changed in the first month, 2 months, 3 months. We're way past that. Mm-hmm. It's not changing.
We're like years into it.
We're years.
It's that song you sent me at like 4 a.m. and I listened to the lyrics. It was like the song by Billie Eilish. It's called Watch. And it's like, she literally the first line is, if we were meant to be, we would have
been
by now.
And
it's like,
it.
Yeah, we would have, but why do we keep like going?
That song has gotten me through a lot of tough times.
We have like an insecurity and I don't know if it's, I think of another factor like for me is like effort. And that makes sense.
Oh my gosh,
yes. Think about like time invested, not even if it's like extensive periods, even if it was like a couple months. Like, I love a girl, I think, because we don't have that mind, like some girls do, but we don't have that mindset of like, we want to like, you know, talk to multiple people, all that stuff, invest, because we're doing it like with one person.
Yeah. Which is completely okay, but we're like, we're just like the type, like, I like talking to one person.
Exactly. Yeah. And the thing is, I feel like if you cut it, then I'm like, oh my God, I have to talk to
one person.
Then I'm like, now I have to go through everything.
We gotta do another, what's your favorite color?
Yeah. Oh
my gosh, the 21
And just like everything, like the casualness with the relationship is there, and then it's like, oh, it's gone. And it's like, but it's like, you know it's bad.
It's
just like, you're not getting anything from it.
There's also the comfort of knowing someone for so long.
It's hard to build like another, like, connection, another strong relationship.
Emotional connection.
Because
it's just, like, when you start to talk to someone, it does take time to, like, get, like, involved in their lives. It takes months, right, to be fully invested.
But see, doesn't that...
But
see, like,
I can't just be opening up about my
way. Yeah. How do they not feel the same way? If we feel such an emotional connection, I'm sorry.
No,
how do they not?
Like, it's because it's also like, I feel like I get attached to memories too.
Mm, so
it's
me
like,
too.
If we have, okay, yeah. I'm talking to this guy for 2 years now. It's like, if I have, we have so many memories together that are just like fun memories. When, like, if I hear a song or if I, like, remember something, it's like, I remember him with that. Like, yes. How is it that if that song comes on, he's not thinking the same thing, right?
Yeah. We need to get a man on this podcast. We have questions. We need a man on this podcast.
We need some answers.
But after owl is so important. Like, I saw a TikTok and I was like, I blocked him on everything. Like, why is he not sending an owl with, like, a mail attached to him? Or, like, why is he not outside my door with, like, a boombox and, like, you know, like, the throwback thing? It's like, that's true. Like, why, like, our expectations are so high. Like, we want to do that. Yeah. Like, oh, I want to block you so I can, like, see what you'll do for me.
But we're so scared. Like, we're too scared to make that move. And then you won't come back. Yeah. But the thing is, that's bad. Because it's not because we want you to come back.
We have that expectation. Like, I want you outside my window.
Because we're not blocking to actually block. We're blocking to see what you'll do.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what? The expectation thing, I don't feel like our expectations are too high. If anything, they're on the floor.
They're
on the floor.
They're, like, underground, my expectations.
Because it's the bare minimum will get, like, me so happy and excited. Oh, just God, asking me how I've been, remembering little things. But that's just supposed to be a
just
natural
texting,
human
did
thing.
Did you get home? Did
oh,
you
I'm
get
home?
Oh my God, it's a bad. That should be
like,
home.
Oh, he
you
cares.
Should know I got home.
Yeah, yeah. You should
a good
be
morning text gets me happy, but that's just
I don't even
get
those.
No, I got so excited once when this guy swiped up on a story of me and my friend and commented on, like, my friend's appearance, and then, like, I didn't talk to him all day, and at night he texted me saying good night, and I was like, aww, he cares.
No,
you literally tried to hit on my best friend, and now you're gonna say good night, and I was so happy about it. Like, the oh my God, my expectations are below ground.
I think that's the issue, though, because if we surround ourselves, I'm not saying, like, purposely or not purposely, but if we surround ourselves with all these guys that all have this mentality, we don't even know what the good expectations are. Yeah. This is what we're getting, so when we get that, like, one good text, we're like, this is all I'm getting. Like, we have nothing to compare it to, but I think the fault's on us, because have you guys seen, you've seen this, like, meme or TikTok where, like, the girl has two text messages, and one is good morning, beautiful, and the other one is what's up, loser, or like, and she responds to that. She goes, ew, I don't want the good part. Guilty.
Yeah.
Literally.
Did you hear the reaction?
It's because there's something about,
we do it to ourselves.
You know what it is? The first good morning, beautiful, gives me fresh relationship. Doesn't know where to go. Doesn't know how we stand. Whereas the second one, what's up, loser?
Yeah.
I hear it as a what's up, loser?
No,
I'm getting excited when we call losers.
No, this is not permission to call us losers, by the way.
We are not losers.
Unless you're
we know our worth, I swear.
No, this is not good.
Oh my God.
Okay, I have a question. Do guys just, like, hit their head on the pillow and go to sleep? are they not coming up with, like, 10 plot scenarios that go over, like,
the way we have
the 10
nights? A pre-dream.
Oh, a pre-dream.
I have the pre-dreams.
I have a playlist called My Scenarios. Yeah. So each song has a different scenario.
I have a thing called Bedtime Scenarios, and it's literally just romantic song.
It's the best. No, but also, oh, for a second, I thought when you said that, I'm like, how they don't respond.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. How do you do that?
Or like when they go to weddings and they see wedding highlights, are they not triggered?
Do they not plan their weddings?
I don't think they are.
I cry at every wedding.
Yo, I don't even know the people. Tears.
Yeah. Anytime they walk in, like when the couple walks in, I'm like shedding tears. I'm like,
no, same.
That could be me.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and ask, what do you think that reason is? Do you think it's because you're very happy for the couple and you love seeing it?
Oh, God, no.
I tried swaying it. I really did.
Like, good for the couple, but when is it my turn?
No, yeah, no. I think when they're walking in, it's like, I'm just like, that could be me. Like, I know that could be me, and I want, like, the person I'm talking to be that person. But it's like, I don't know why I cry, but I think it's just like, it's wanting that so bad and almost knowing that you're not getting it is like, it triggers it.
I see it and I'm like, my history, I'm like, how do people find a committed guy?
That's what I get scared of.
I'm like, am I ever gonna find a guy like that? That's literally, but then, like we said, I don't entertain the good type of people, so I don't know, but
is it our age? Do you think we're just doing this because we're just like at that age where we're like, oh, fun, like toxic is almost like entertaining and like yeah. I don't know. Settle down or
you know what, it might be because I feel like with the generation before us, when there was this like toxic like relationship, it was always swept under the rug, not talked about. No one needs to know what's going on. I feel
like the situationship thing became more prevalent now than it did like when people like are my cousin, for example, like many of them, they all got into relationships, like serious ones in high school, lasted. They're married, right? Because, like, I feel like for them, when people who went to school in, like, the early 2000s, they had a much different dating relationship thing than
we did. Yeah. I think it's the mindset, though. Like we said, also, like, the pop culture and stuff. It's the mindset. To them, I think it was more like, oh, everyone was on the same page of, oh, like, I do have, like, you know, a long-term goal in mind. Mm-hmm. I'm going to date someone. I don't need that mentality. And it's the options, too, like you said. Yeah. The way that everyone has options, whether it's just the ability to go out, the apps, I feel like that's what hinders that mindset. It like allows these guys and girls to be like, well, I don't have to have that as my only like plan in life, kind of thing.
Do you guys date to marry?
I want to.
Like, heavy question.
Well, we think about it every person I've talked to.
I've never really dated someone. So
no, I don't think I've ever had a relationship.
I think all of us here have that mindset. Like,
100%.
Or like, we're loyal enough people where we're like, we would date to be with that one person only. Yeah. But also, a lot of us aren't dating. And I think I always say this, the person that I want to date, I can never marry. But it's like, why do I want to date him then? And I think it's my ego. It's like, why doesn't he want to date me? And I feel like the second we start dating, I'll be like, oh, I'm not interested anymore.
So
like,
you what think happened it's the chase? Do you think it's the chase?
It's the chase. It's almost it's like, okay, so for my situation, I told him, I was like, I like you. Okay, like, let's be exclusive. And he was like, I am not in a place right now to be exclusive. That, like, I feel like if we dated, I would have broken up with him, like, instantly. But, like, I feel like because he was like, oh, I don't want to date, I was like, why don't you want to date? Like, why am I not good enough to date? Like, you know what I mean? And that chase, like, now I'm, like, obsessed. And it's, like, similar, like, in high school when you, like, Jazz was talking to, like, a guy for 2 years. And then they dated and she broke up with him, like, 4 months later.
And as soon as I got the intention, I was like, you're so obsessed with him. I was like, I take back.
Because it was getting way too serious, way too fast.
Yeah, but I also was like, wait, I don't actually like you. I thought I did, but I didn't. And I was bad. I was like,
Like, if you see the guy that I'm talking to, like, not my type at all, could never bring him home. Like, just not, like, person I want to marry. But it's like the fact that he doesn't want to date, I'm like, why? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like you're chasing after that, like, validation almost.
Okay, I have, like, one last question. You know how, like, us, when we're, like, talking to someone, we always reply? Like, if their notification comes up, I'm like, priority. Or, like, okay, say I get, like, a couple texts or snaps. Mm-hmm. The thing is, if it's, like, that one person, if I don't respond, that notification's on my mind. I'm like, I haven't opened it. I need to open it. Or if it's someone else, I wouldn't. Do you think guys do the same thing? Because I get triggered if I'm, like, why did you not, like, respond to me for hours? Like, why are you busy?
Okay, I think I can speak for both sides right now. So, the person I'm talking to currently... Mm-hmm. It's like a lot. I don't even explain it. I'm not like super attractive, but I'm also like, I want to have fun.
Yeah.
Because I haven't in a long time. And so when he messages, I'm kind of like, I don't know if I'm going to respond. I leave it on like red. Well, I don't have my red receipts on, but I leave it on delivered for hours and hours, and I'll respond when I remember. So I feel like for guys, if they're not super invested, if they're not super interested, they're probably doing the same thing.
So then that makes me sad.
I'm sorry.
For me, that's not the answer I wanted.
For me, I'm talking to this guy who, like, you know, I'm not the best replier. And that's not because it's just me as a person.
That's just me as a person.
Yeah. And but the thing is, like, I could wait hours to reply. Hours. Yeah. Day. Like a day late. And he'll reply instantly. And then, you know what? Something like that gives me mixed messages. So I cannot, like, base, like, their texting and their, like, reply times at all to the relationship. Because I have, like, I've been there where I've seen, like, really quick responders and really slow responders. And, like, the fast response makes me feel like, okay, he really wants to talk to me. But then the slow response makes me feel the same thing that, oh, my God, he has to think about what he wants to say. Or he's nervous and he wants to give it space. He's overthinking it. So there's like a bad and a good to both.
Yeah. I feel like that's about it for today. I've exhausted my voice.
Yeah.
Good place to stop today.
This is it. My vocal cords cannot handle this anymore. But thank you, International Affairs and JT, for coming on to our podcast.
Any last parting words?
Any advice for the listeners?
Any advice?
Personally, my advice would be to ask yourself, is he really worth all of this? All of the struggles that you're going through right now? Just put it in perspective for yourself. Consider it. Would he change for you? And if you don't think so, and if you doubt it, he might not be the one.
Yeah, and to answer that question, it would just, like, you have to evaluate, it, like, your own worth. Like, you should know your worth and never, 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 ever depend on anyone to validate your worth for you, because I think that's where we get into these toxic situations.
Yes, dependence.
Mm-hmm. And Jazz, do we have any advice?
Yeah, Jazz, do you have any advice?
I thoroughly agree with the two of the things. But no, I think definitely... don't spend too much time on one person if your mind is made up. If you have doubts, listen to those doubts. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason for those doubts.
Easier said than done. Oh, no, 100%. Still,
easier said than done. But I think always be aware. Like, don't try and be oblivious and overlook it. Like, if you think things, don't try and be like, oh, like, it's fine. Like, I don't want to think about it. I don't want to worry about it. Like, their doubts are there. So, like, think about it. Think about why you have those doubts and then, like, evaluate from there.
My advice, I'm about to get way too deep. You don't need to convince someone to love you. You are loved. Everyone's worthy of love, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you need to convince yourself that you need to be like, you know, you don't need to convince someone to date you or to love you. Because you're enough. And if they can't see that, you need to like drop them.
Also, I just thought of another one. We also have to process. Right now might not be the only time in your life you can find someone. I think we have that notion.
Yes.
How many years of our lives? We literally are in our early 20s. We need to think, like, there's so many more people we're going to meet. The people we are surrounded by right now are not the be-all and end-all. Yeah. So we need to remind ourselves of that when we have doubts in people.
Don't settle.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't settle.
And hopefully we'll take this advice, too. Yeah. But, okay. We will catch you guys on next week's episode.
Thank you.